prayers signal the start of one of the most important days in the Islamic calendar. Ashura commemorates the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, at the Battle of Karbala. This annual event is honoured by Shia Muslims across the country. These worshippers are paying their tributes at the Iranian School in London. One of the main themes of the day is resistance, one which is particularly significant today.
In relation to the Middle East, it's one of the hotspots of injustice at the moment, starting from Palestine to the plight of the Bahraini people. So we certainly have our heart in those places as well, while we remember the action of Imam Hussein.
In central London, preparations are made for a procession to publicly mark this day of respect. Those commemorating the event explained why it was important to mark this day.
The real message is to live like Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
It's like an awakening, a cry for what's happening, the oppression all around the world.
We can all be good Muslims, and if anyone falls behind, we bring him forward with us.
Ashura signifies death in the face of injustice, a feeling which is prevalent right now across the Middle East. Among these people, there are feelings of solidarity towards those across the world who are facing injustices where sectarianism is being promoted.
You see all the oppression that's occurring in countries, for example, in Bahrain, in Libya, in Yemen and other countries. And Hussein is a person they can look up to. Whenever they feel they have no hope, they look at the incident that occurred in Karbala and then they think, look, we have hope.
Imam Hussein was martyred along with 72 of his companions in Karbala in the year 680 AD. This theme of freedom is on the minds of many.
It's an annual commemoration, but this year holds particular significance for the marking of the Day of Ashura, considering what's been going on in countries like Libya, Egypt and Bahrain. It's a reflection that hasn't been lost in this remembrance of that particularly historic event. Steve McCall, Press TV, London.